Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Good morning, my generational breakers. Guys, I hope and I pray that you guys had a great week. I pray that it was filled with unexpected blessings. And if it wasn't, we're going to pray and we're going to speak that into existence. And me and God are going to touch and agree that you will have a good day today and you will have a good weekend. For those of you that are new to my podcast, my name is Miss Christian. You can look at me as your hope dealer or your sister in Christ. Guys, please like and subscribe and share this with a family or friend. Share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook, share it on your Twitter. Text it to a friend, text it to a relative. They could use this message I'm going to deliver today. So today, guys, we are going to discuss, do not envy. Your time is coming. Guys, we often get caught up in looking at other people's lives. We just do. We end up being jealous. We even gossip. We talk about it with a family friend. Like, this person doesn't deserve that. This person doesn't deserve this. They didn't even work hard for it. It was given to them. Or they had a nasty heart and you feel like they didn't deserve it. Guys, it is not our job to determine who deserves this and who deserves that. No matter how bad these people treated us in the past, we have to focus on our journey and what God has called us to do. If we spent more time focused on our lives and less time out of people's business, we would get so much done. Guys, I often see on social media, because social media, guys, is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because it's a new way to make income. If you need, you know, to make money, you can make money off of TikTok. You can make money off of Instagram. But it's also a curse because sometimes it can drive you away from your purpose and what God has called you to do, because envy is right there. The jealousy is right there on social media. You see different men, different women with big houses, foreign cars, Birkin bags. You see the men out here with the nice suits on, Tom Ford, whatever. And you're like, I should have that. I should have all of that. And God is saying that you can have all that, but you can't have all of that having a nasty heart. You know, God is going to prepare you and equip you for what you desire, but you have to be obedient and you have to ask God to remove all that anger out of your heart and that bitterness and resentment. So that way you can get peace, you can be happy, and you can really live the life that God has called for you. Guys, it says in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30, a tranquil heart gives life to flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what tranquil means, okay, tranquil means free from disturbance, okay? So your heart is free from all the disruptions and you're basically happy, okay? So it's saying that a tranquil heart, it gives us life. It gives us life. It makes us happy. But if you envy, which means jealous, your bones will rot. And haven't you noticed when you're jealous of somebody, your whole spirit just is nasty. You just have a nasty attitude. Your whole day is ruined because you're upset that these people that wronged you are on the uprise. Or it may look like they're on the uprise. Who knows? But you also, guys, don't know what these people went through to get it. And whatever you decide or you desire, whether it's you starting a podcast, starting your business, starting a clothing line, writing a book, starting poetry, whatever you desire, God is going to equip you for it. But guys, you can't procrastinate about it either. Procrastination is also just a nasty spirit because I often do it too. But if those are the things that you desire, you have to put in the hard work. None of that is going to come overnight. You're going to have to stay up till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, even though you're a full-time mom, you're a full-time dad, you're a full-time wife, whatever you have, and you're working full-time, you're going to have to make time for your dreams and your goals. Nobody is going to, I'm not going to say never. It hardly never happens. Nobody's going to knock on your door and say, hey, I have $1 million for you. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen, guys. You're going to have to work for the things that you desire, and God will show you and he will equip you when you do decide to take that leap of faith and start your journey. And God is not saying that I'm not going to bless you with those things. He's saying, no, my child, I am going to bless you with these things, but you have to get your heart right. You have to get your mind right, and you need to focus on you and less time on others. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a nasty heart, okay? I originally was supposed to start my podcast back in January, but God told me himself, he said, your heart's not right. Your heart is nasty. And I can't have you leading my people closer to me with the heart that you have. And God already had told me, like, you're going to change millions of people's lives. But he never said when I was going to do it. He just said I was. But God said I wasn't ready back then. So it took me time. Guys, my heart was so nasty. I was like, kill him with the train. Run him over. You know, I'm just going to be honest. I was like, this person doesn't deserve happiness. Run him over. You know, we are not God. It's, you know, even when people are bad, says God is not going to allow people that have wronged us to just get away with it. God is going to deal with them in his time. It's not our job to play God. We often want to take things into our own hands. And God is like, sit down, my child. I will deal with this situation. It's not your job to deal with it. So I had to get my heart right before I could even start a podcast. And that's what I did. So now I'm giving you guys the tools and the keys to be successful and not worry about other people's lives. Now, guys, if there are people on social media that you desire or the things that you want from them, that aren't, you know, nasty and toxic. I'm not saying like the people that have treated you bad that you let them back in your life. No, you want to see these, you pray for your enemies. You want to see these people succeed. You want to see them eat, but they just can't eat at my table. I want to see you succeed even though you treated me bad, but you can't eat at my table. So you have to love some people from a distance, and that is okay. But what I am saying, if you see people that have ideas on social media or doing the things that you want to do, they're writing a book currently, they have a podcast, or they have their own clothing line, and that's something that you desire, look at them as a mentor. You can never learn enough information. You never stop learning. Your mind never stops growing. So look at them as a mentor. Get some keys, get some tools from them that could help you start your own business. Don't look at it as, oh, I wish I had what they had. You will get there. Everything that your heart desires, you will get there, but you have to get your mind right, your heart right, and not be jealous of what other people have because you don't know what it took them to get to where they are. You just don't. And it's not your job. We do have those people that are scammers, though. I'm just going to be blunt with you guys. We have scammers out there that take people's money, don't work for it, that cheat the system, that break the system, and ruin it for us good people that actually do what we're supposed to do. But God is just saying, I'm just making your journey more faithful. And, you know, I used to get upset. We're just going to be honest. There are people out there that got the PPP loan. I'm going to just keep it real. Got the PPP loan. And you're supposed to use that for actual business if you were going to start a small business or use it for a business, an existing business. But we have people out there that were just getting it and using it to go buy foreign cars or using it to go buy a house when that's not what it was supposed to be used for. And you look at them like, how come they got ahead and they cheated the system? Hey, God is going to deal with those people, okay? It may look like they're getting ahead, but they're not. They're not. That was temporary money. That's not long-term. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to create generational wealth for my son. I'm trying to create generational wealth for me. That's why I call you guys my generational breakers, because you guys will be the first people in your family to break those generational curses that the enemy plotted against you. You will be able to. So I don't want something that's temporary. I want something that's going to be long-term for me and my son. Generations of generations, okay? I'm trying to be like Madam C.J. Walker, okay? Create generations of wealth. That's where I'm at in life. So I don't want something that's temporary. And guys, God is saying, just because you have to work for yours and these people didn't, your testimony is way more stronger. Your path is way more stronger. Why? Because when you walk into your home, you can actually say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for taking care of my financial needs. Thank you, God, for blessing me with my home. I don't know about y'all, but it is a great feeling when I walk into my home and I can thank God that he provided a way for me and I worked hard for the things that I have. I work hard for my car. I work hard to keep a roof over me and my son's head. The feeling is so much more fulfilling when I worked for it, rather it was given to me. Now, guys, granted, we do have family that helps us. And I'm not saying that you refuse help. No, it is always nice to have help. It takes a village sometimes. We need that support. So I am grateful and thankful for the people that have helped me along my journey. Always forever blessed about that. But all those people out there that get away with things and, you know, scam people, don't look at them and think that they're getting ahead, because in reality, they're not. God is going to deal with them in his own time, but it's not your job to worry about when their punishment date or when God is going to hand down their consequence. It's not your job to worry about that. You just give it to God, you hush and you heal and you focus on the things that you want to accomplish and less time on what those other people have. Guys, I just want to say that, you will. Your time is coming. Guys, you have to manifest it. Manifest that I am going to be the first one in my family to succeed. I am going to get out of this anxiety, this depression, this anger off of me. I'm going to break out of that. God will do it. Guys, God will renew your mind. You have to want it. You really do. You can sit in bed all day and listen to my voice. You can listen to motivational speakers. You can sit up at the church every Sunday. But if you are not willing to walk what God has called you to do, all of this is going to be pointless. It is. You have to ask God to reveal to you your purpose and walk in it. Once you walk in your purpose, guys, God is going to fill your life with so much happiness. And you won't even worry about all the things you didn't get done. You're not going to worry about all the things that you've done in your past that were wrong. You're going to be so happy and so focused on what God has for you now that you're never even going to look back at what you used to do. And if you do look back, you're looking at it as a testimony that, hey, I got through this. And you're going to be a helping hand to somebody else. And like I said, social media is a blessing and a curse. It can drive you away from your purpose because you look at all these women and men, especially women. I'm just going to touch on women right now that have these BBLs and they have these fake lips and all this stuff. And you're like, oh, my body. I wish my body looked like that. No, God designed you and created you in his image and where he wanted you to be. Be thankful where God has you. Okay. And don't look at somebody else, because eventually those people probably regret what they did to their body. You just be thankful. You continue to walk in your purpose. You ask God to remove all that hatred out of your heart and ask God to show you. He will equip you. So you go ahead. You start that business. You start writing that book. You start that podcast. You start that clothing line. You start whatever it is, that furniture business, whatever, start that candle business, whatever you desire. You go out there. You take a leap of faith. You and God, you pray on it and you anoint it, and it will be what you want it to be. And you have to tune out those people, because you're going to have relatives, you're going to have friends, you're going to have people that are going to say, oh, I don't think that's a good idea, you shouldn't do it. If you and God touch and agree on it, you do it, because some people will stop you from your purpose, and that's not what you need. You take that leap of faith and you trust God. You trust him wholeheartedly, and he will show you what to do. And like I said, God, and I've been seeing this meme all over social media, God will not send your package to somebody else's address. What God has for you, he has for you. And remember that. What he has for you, he has for you. He will not send it to somebody else. Everybody has a calling on their life. Everybody has a purpose. You just have to find it. And guys, remember, if you have a pulse, God has a plan. Do not waste it. You go out there, you be great. I love you guys. If nobody's told you, I love you. I enjoy talking to you guys. I want to close this out with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you, Father God, for all my listeners out there right now, God, that you remove all that hate, all that anxiety, that sadness, that depression that they're battling right now, Father God, and you fill their hearts with happiness and joy and show them their purpose, Father God. If they feel like they don't know what their purpose is, Father God, reveal to them what you want them to do and what you have called them to do, Father God. We bind and we break the enemy off of them, Father God. And we break all generational curses that the enemy has plotted against them, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every last one of them, Father God. They are destined for greatness, Father God. They will get out of this, Father God. This is not a death sentence. This is just a chapter in their story, and they are beautifully broken like you created them to be, Father God. Let them walk in their purpose. Let them not be jealous and envy of anybody else, Father God, but let them spend more time on their life and what you have called them to do and less time on other people, Father God. We bind that, we break that jealousy spirit off of them, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys. You guys go out there, be great. You guys have a great weekend. Like I said, God is going to bless you with unexpected blessings. Believe it and you shall see it. God will never leave you nor forsake you. All right, guys, I love you. Bye.